The Humboldt Crabs got their season back on track in dramatic fashion this week as they get set for a crucial series this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs' big week in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest Little League news as the summer All-Star season heats up, as well as news of a great local sporting tradition returning to the North Coast this summer, how the local American Legion teams fared at the weekend Northern Humboldt Giants tournament, and news of a couple of local youth softball teams that are coming off big performances at tournaments last weekend. But first up, it was a big week for the Humboldt Crabs, who got their season back on track with a midweek series sweep against the Athletic Edge Express at the Arcata Ballpark. After a tough road trip last week that saw them lose six games against the Lincoln Potters and Healdsburg Prune Packers, the Crabs returned to Humboldt County and quickly put their losing skid behind them. And they did so in exciting fashion. On Tuesday night, the Crabs defeated the Edge Express 11-2 to open the series, and they followed that with a 7-6 walk-off victory on Wednesday. Trent Keyes helped reignite the summer season with a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to end what had been a fun back-and-forth game that saw the lead change hands multiple times. The home run was the second of the season for Keyes, who finished the game 2-for-2 and also had a double, a walk, and four RBIs and scored three runs. Former St. Bernard's Crusader Caleb Ruiz got the win on the mound in relief. Ruiz threw five innings and gave up just two earned runs on six hits and a walk while striking out six. He improved to 3-2 on the summer. The Crabs will try to keep the momentum going in their favour this weekend as they get set for a pivotal three-game series against the Lincoln Potters at the Arcata Ballpark. The Potters swept a three-game series against the Crabs in Lincoln last week, but it was a hard-fought series with two of the games decided by a single run. Game one this weekend is set for Friday night at 7 p.m, with the two clubs also playing on Saturday night at 6:30 and on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. In youth baseball, meanwhile, the local Little League All-Star season is heating up. On Wednesday night in Fortuna, the Redwood Empire 11U All-Stars capped a big comeback with a 13-0 win over Eel River to claim the District 26 championship. After dropping their tournament opener against Eel River on Sunday, the Redwood Empire players won three straight elimination games on their way to the title, including an exciting 1-0 win over Eel River in nine innings on Tuesday night to set up Wednesday's winner-takes-all final. As district champions, the Redwood Empire players will now head to Yuba City for the area tournament, which gets underway on July 13th. The 12U District Tournament starts this weekend and will be hosted by Southern Humboldt, while the Junior All-Star Area Tournament will begin next Friday and will be hosted by District Champion McKinleyville. Switching gears, a great local sporting tradition that has benefited numerous Humboldt County athletes over the years is set to return to the North Coast this summer. Cal Poly Humboldt strength and conditioning coach Drew Peterson is bringing back the Lumberjack Iron Summer Program, giving local high school athletes the opportunity to train with one of the most respected college weight room coaches on the West Coast. Lumberjack's athletic director, Nick Pettit, recently gave the green light to restart the program, which previously ran for 26 years from the early 1990s up until 2018. And the summer camp will be free for any HDNL athletes interested in participating. The camp is scheduled to run for 5 weeks from July 8th through August the 9th from 8 to 10 a.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. However, the initial response has been so positive in just the first few days that Peterson is looking to increase the number of camp spots from 60 to 75 and add Tuesdays and Thursdays to the schedule. For more information on the camp, anyone interested can get more details on the Cal Poly Humboldt Athletics website. In local American Legion baseball, it was a good weekend for some of the local teams at the Northern Humboldt Giants tournament. The three-day, eight-team event was played at Arcata High School, and the three local teams involved took the top three spots. The host Giants won the tournament, defeating the Southern Humboldt 76ers 9-1 in Sunday's championship game. The Giants went 3-0 in tournament play, while the 76ers finished 2-1. Wild Cactus Baseball, which features mostly St. Bernard's players, also enjoyed a big tournament and bounced back from a semi-final loss to the 76ers to beat Paradise 9-0 in 5 innings in Sunday's third place game. The Wild Cactus players also were 2-1 in tournament play. And finally this week, it was a good week for a couple of Humboldt County Ute softball teams. The Mad River Mist 16-18U team traveled to Reading to compete in the Legacy Fast Pitch 4th Annual Stars and Strikes Tournament over the weekend and took home a championship thanks to a big showing on Sunday. After going 0-2-1 on Saturday, the local travel club girls won all three of their games on Sunday, including a 7-4 win over the Tehama Gold in the final of the 8-team tournament. With their backs to the wall, the Mist opened Sunday with a 7-2 come-from-behind win over Valley Prime and followed that with a 5-0 win over the Lil Rebels in the semi-final on the way to the championship game. Another local travel team, the 14U Humboldt Storm, also had a good weekend at the Top Gun softball tournament in Manteca. The Storm placed second in the tournament silver bracket division and were led by standout Layla Coleman, who had a monster weekend at the plate and hit 3 home runs in 6 games. After going 2-1 in pool play on Saturday, the Storm went 1-2 on Sunday, including a 7-0 loss to top-seeded Top Dog softball in the championship game. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.